Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning now, 6:47 here on a Wednesday. Three big things. A second victim has died after a shooting in northwest Wichita last week. Two suspects in custody. Sedgwick County Commission will meet today to talk over a reopening plan.
One.
Kansas Governor Kelly vetoes legislative pandemic reopening plan, leaves decisions to counties. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions this morning here in the Wichita area. The traffic volumes are picking up a little bit. I'm seeing actual pockets of fairly heavy traffic right now. Looking eastbound on Kellogg, right around I-235 right now. And again, just in pockets, we've got some pockets of heavy traffic out there just in places at this time. Seeing some fairly heavy traffic east and westbound on Kellogg. And that's right around Rock Road right now. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 74 degrees. A 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 58. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain and a high of 76. Now cloudy, calm, 62 degrees. Stephen 10 in the morning, 98.7. 1330 KNSS. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. A stern warning now from the WHO on reopening.
This is House Call for Health. As states and countries reopen, a new warning from the World Health Organization. Don't let your guard down now.
All countries need to remain on high alert here. Even countries that have seen a decline in cases must remain ready.
WHO epidemiologist Maria Van Kerkhove, Michael Ryan, who heads up emergency response, says many parts of the world have not fully contained the virus.
We cannot make assumptions for a second wave. We may get a second peak in this wave.
Also, the WHO has stopped testing of hydroxychloroquine on COVID-19 patients because of safety concerns about the controversial drug.
We're just acting on an abundance of caution.
President Trump recently said he had been taking the drug for a time. WHO says it expects to review all data on hydroxychloroquine by the middle of next month. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Wall Street closed higher Tuesday as hopes for economic recovery overshadow worries over the coronavirus pandemic. S&P jumped to a nearly three-month high, recovering much of its post-pandemic losses. Investors are shifting their focus to how various nations are adapting to getting back to business while striving to keep new COVID-19 cases in check.
Yeah, good day on the stock market.
Reassuring comments by the head of China's central bank also helped spur buying. Benchmarks in Paris, London, Tokyo gained Tuesday. The Dow closed up 529 points, the Nasdaq up 15, and the S&P up 36. All right, 6:51 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. How will your company emerge from this? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, the COVID pandemic is going to leave a lot of chaos in its wake, obviously.
Okay.
The question, how will this experience guide businesses to be better in the future? Well, we learned the advantages and limitations of working remotely. We have updated online processes and streamlined the use of video conferencing. Before we were forced to do this, we were, you know, we put off developing the skills to hold an online client meeting. We will integrate some of these processes into our work culture, I anticipate. Through a variety of articles and through conversations with business owners, I've learned what some other businesses have gleaned from this unusual experience. Some have come to know more about the right mix of clients and staff. Others have learned about management and leadership. They see which employees and managers have risen to the occasion and which ones haven't. Some businesses have discovered more efficient ways to conduct business, though that may be through automation, attention to more diverse products, online sales and distribution, and particularly working with different and often more domestic supply chains. They also have seen how a total or partial shutdown can put stress on their resources. Setting up a line of credit before the emergency can be advantageous, or stoking the cash reserves with a bit more cushion is another lesson. And finally, the new normal may require a different business model that requires more cleaning and less client contact. This will probably affect their product and service pricing as well. And of course, if you have any questions on this or ideas on this, give me a call, number 634-2222.
And it seems obvious to me anyway that any of these fast food restaurants that have drive-through have just done hunky-dory. I mean, really. Talk about these people that 75 to 80% of their business is already drive-through. How's it going to hurt them? You know, they're still going.
Well, if you give your disclosure about the company stock that you own, that company, that coffee place, there's one right next to my office. I don't think I've seen that place do that much business. When I do see a little line and I want to drive through there, I'll ask them, and they say that business is pretty darn crazy.
Yeah. Talking about Starbucks.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good. I'm glad that some people are doing well, and I want everybody else to get better now, okay? How's that?
I agree. I'm all for it. Let's get back to work, man.
All right. This is especially for you. Today is National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Approximately 100,000 senior adults will participate in activities across the United States for this national observance.
How many?
It says 100,000.
Oh, okay.
But that's out of billions and millions. Many organizations offer special events, especially for seniors today. Donna, you got any special events over there at the office? Were you doing anything special today for Seniors Day?
No, I don't know any seniors, so no. But I tell you, I am. I'm finally. We actually started last week, but I missed it. I'm getting back with my workout gang. We're going to go to the Y and do our training thing.
Well, good.
Noon,
yeah.
So
there's another good aspect coming off this pandemic. Then you don't get too close to each other now. Okay.
Well, the way he has his trawling across the floor and climbing walls and doing push-ups against walls and lifting kettlebells and all that stuff, it's hard to not be planting your face someplace in the turf where somebody else has as well.
Nobody's used that medicine ball for 2.5 months.
That's right.
Dust that thing off.
Get the old medicine ball out.
I know. Yeah.
What do they call it?
I am really looking forward to it.
What do they call it? A medicine ball? Most people, I bet, have never seen one. I have actually played with it a little bit, and you know, it'll work your arms. Have you ever worked with a medicine ball, Don?
Oh God, yes. Oh yeah, he'll have us take the 40-pound ball and run laterally across the long end of the track and slam it against the wall the whole time without putting your arms down. I mean, it's
good.
This guy's really creative. I tell you, Tanner, he's our trainer, and he's pretty darn creative. He'll come up with torture devices that you didn't even know existed in the Y.
All right, Butterbean, don't hurt yourself today there, okay?
I'll try not to.
All right. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. SpaceX to launch a missile with two astronauts aboard today. That story and more on the top of the hour. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.